got to complain about the parking.
This is normally where everybody parks to check the mail.
Right.
You got to kind of block here a little bit.
So well, we're leaving. And if I park again, if the library's closed, I can park in the library parking lot, right?
You can park in the library parking lot. You can park over here in front of City Hall.
Yeah, the library parking lot would be better because we kind of like that corner. Yeah, the mayor came over. We got all on video giving us a hassle, telling us we're illegal. I said the officer was just here and said we're fine. He didn't like our message, I don't think.
Probably be seen better standing over there on the side of the road in front of City Hall.
Yeah,
Then he won't be blocking any of the intersections.
Well, we're not blocking intersections, and we have a First Amendment right to stand on corners, and we obeyed what you said.
Let me explain about the First Amendment. First Amendment's all well and good, and I'm one of the big supporters of the First and a real big supporter of the Second. And I'll just prove to you how big a supporter I am about that. You can tell by the wear and tear on it how many years I've been toting it around. But the first time you block anybody's vision and they have to crane their neck, then you're in violation.
And I move back like you asked me to.
Well, that's the problem with intersections. And especially in a small community where we have a lot of older drivers. Mm-hmm. They don't always...
Yeah. And we move back like you asked us to.
And I understand.
Uh-huh.
But you have to be real careful in a small community, especially with elderly drivers.
Oh, yeah.
They get blocked
but
a bit.
First Amendment rights are the same in big cities, little cities.
They don't call me. Well, also sometimes you have to bend a little bit to flex a little bit to meet the needs of the local community.
Well, we don't bend the First Amendment rights, sir.
Well, we'll bend them here if we have to.
Really? You bend the First Amendment rights in this town?
We'll bend them a little bit. Because
really? Then you ought to throw away what's in your pocket there.
We have citizens that live here full time, 365 days a year, 24/7.
Don't my rights go everywhere?
That I work for.
Yeah.
And I have to.
And I'm law-abiding. I've never been arrested.
Don't my rights go everywhere, sir?
Just
like mine do and just like theirs do.
Don't my rights go everywhere?
Just like theirs do.
Yep. And I wasn't blocking anybody. Anybody's rights. This is a corrupt town. We're leaving.
We're going to find a better place to park.
Yeah, we're going to leave right now.
And you just pulled in over here behind this building, then they wouldn't have had that.
Well, if your mayor was, he claims to be a Christian. If he was kind and nice and loving, he could have explained all that, but he was a wicked man.
Well, I don't know. He's a new mayor.
He's a wicked man. I got it all on video. It's going on my website.
He's always been fair with me.
Well,
not straight with me. That's all I can.
Okay, maybe you and him think alike. I can tell you and I don't think alike because First Amendment rights are different in this town than in other towns. I got that on audio too, which is very troubling.
Good.
Very troubling.
First Amendment rights, just like you say, they're protected.
Yep, in every town, big town, small town, right, officer?
Up to what point?
You told me to back up, and I did.
I said up to what point, though? Where, you know, First Amendment does have limitations.
Right.
Agreed.
Right. I wasn't blocking anybody's view.
What are the agreements? What?
Well, there's so many. Where would you like to start?
Well, I mean, what was...
Actually, the Constitution of the law trumps everything else if it really goes to court, and the Supreme Court's proven that over and over. But I'm not here to argue about that.
Willie Brandeis. Remember Brandeis?
Well, what I just want to say is, this is strange.
What were his limitations on
First? Don't know about him, but here. This is strange.
He's one of the great First Amendment
lawyers. But I study the Word of God. The First Amendment is really secondary to the Word of God, but we have you on video telling us to move back, and you said we're fine. Now you're telling us we're not fine.
Well, apparently something happened because I got another
complaint. Nothing happened. Your mayor pulled up, and he didn't like our message, so we're leaving.
I got another complaint about the intersection, somebody's visibility, and that's why
we're leaving. I'd like to complain about a mayor following me around and hassling me. He's cruising the car. Can I complain about that?
Sure.
We're going to go now. We're peace-loving. I've been doing this for years. I've never been arrested.
If,
and by the way, he's part of the Baptist faith. He probably didn't like it. I told him that's a false man-made religious system. My website, don'tperish.com. Would you like a gospel card?
Sure.
Yeah, because I care about your soul, officer, regardless of how we agree or disagree. Yeah, I'd love one of your cards. I've been doing this for years, never been arrested. I honor police officers, but I do expect the law be doled out fairly. And so, because God hates partiality. So we do ask that the law be doled out fairly.
Well, I think what he hates more than that is hypocrisy.
Yeah, and can you show that in me?
That's what
man-made religion is for, like the Baptists on Sunday. They're full of a bunch of hypocrites.
I don't know how the Democrats stay in business.
Well, again, you're talking politics now, and I could care less about that. I'm all about the kingdom of God.
We've seen happen the last few years go along. But anyway, Louis Brandeis said, you know, your right to free speech ends when you stand up in a crowded theater and cry fire.
Absolutely.
I don't do those things. That's not protected speech.
Yep, I don't do those things.
99.99% of speech is protected.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And every time some small town mayor or cop tries to send a street preacher to jail for one of their favorite partial laws, anytime it goes far enough, it's always shot down, because the law that trumps is God's law. And God said, go preach the gospel, and that's what we do. So I'm gonna let you go now. Right there. Wisconsin, we travel full-time, preach the gospel. You can check out our website. We're here to call out the Church of Wells. We're also here to call out Roman Catholics, Baptists, Lutherans. We teach people to follow Jesus Christ by his word, nothing else. We're not partial against any false denomination. My name's Jim. Polinek, it's right on my website. Yep. Hey, you can email me anytime. I roll all over the country. You can email me. Biblical questions? I'd love to talk to you about biblical questions. I'm not here to argue about Constitution. I'm here to talk about things of God. You got time for that?
I am audio recording, by the way, just so I always audio record for safety. Is it okay if I lean on your car here? I got a bad knee.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
no problem. How can I help you?
Oh, I just, you know, as I've gotten older.
What's your first name?
Steve.
Steve, okay. Yeah, Jim, that's my wife, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. It's nice to meet you. Did y'all have a happy Thanksgiving?
We actually don't celebrate any of the holidays, and we're not Jehovah's Witnesses. We don't belong to any group. We're thankful every day to Jesus Christ, so we really don't partake in American...
Well, Thanksgiving, I think, is important because it celebrates our nation and our Constitution, which grants you the right to get out here. You know,
yeah. I'm born here and I'm thankful,
there's some countries your head would be on a stake already.
This is coming to an end in America. I know that.
I know, it's shameful.
You know, as a police officer, they're going to expect you to arrest people like me on the drop of the hat one day, and you're going to have to decide.
Well,
yep, you're going to have to decide. Do right or lose your job. It's coming.
This
whole COVID thing, I'm sure you see the scam in that.
I was looking for a job when I found this one 35 years ago.
Yeah, so you can look again, I guess. Yeah, because it's coming. They're going to ask for officers to become corrupt, go against God's word.
Well,
but back to your question.
We fall back. How do you stand on science?
Science? Mm-hmm. Oh, much of science backs up the word of God, as long as it's good science. Then you got crazy science like evolution. You got New Ager, atheistic science.
Evolution's a proven fact.
No, sir.
Every day. We see it right now. It's
no, that's an absolute lie. That's why look it up. It's called a theory, sir. It's called a theory. It's not a proven fact.
Just like the...
If evolution's true, God's a liar.
Just like the theory of relativity. And we see it exhibited every day. But it still is that.
That's different. That has nothing to do with evolution. Gravity has nothing to do with evolution.
Say gravity. I said the theory of relativity.
Okay, but we're going into physics, and that's, you know, the physics. God created the universe that way. Look at man. Look at how separate he is from the animals.
I think God is much bigger than we give him credit for sometimes.
Well, his word, though, is clear, and his word tells he did it in 7 days, not a million years, not a billion years.
Well, how long is a day in eternity?
Doesn't say that. It talks about it. We know what a day is in the Bible, 24 hours. Jesus said there's 12 hours in a day. 12 hours in a day, 12 hours in a night. That's 24 hours, sir. Jesus isn't a liar. Case closed on evolution.
I've seen it with my own eyes. Yeah. I know it happens.
No, there's no evolution. You see mutation, everything that mutates dies. It doesn't go further.
No, it doesn't. I saw an entire hive of bees over a series of 7 seasons evolve.
Right. Into a different type of bee. Did they evolve into a blackbird?
No.
They adapted.
And a blackbird didn't evolve into a man.
They adapted. There's a big confusion between evolution and adaptation. A big confusion. Okay. Yeah. So adaptation happens, evolution never. And if by the gospel, faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood and repentance and following after him, being born again, we used to be worldly drunks and partiers. The Spirit of God quickens you and shows you that God's word is true, and the more you study God's word, the more you see this world is headed exactly where he said it would, world system.
But that's because of man's corruption.
Well, it's because of sin and evilness, but it's coming, and the Bible predicts it, corruption. A one world antichrist system. They're going to use the law to persecute people that are good. And so I just like to warn police officers, because I love them, that it's a tough profession to be in. It's a great profession, you keep in the law. It's going to be a tough profession because they're going to expect you to do things that most officers cannot live with their conscience. And if you sear your conscience, you'll be judged in hell by God. And I don't want that to happen to any police officer.
It's going to come to could very easily in the very near future could come to a shooting war in this country.
It's coming. It's coming very fast. That's why I'm out preaching the gospel. So I tell you what, I'm going to go. You got my email. Shoot me some questions. I'd love to talk to you. Maybe you can call me sometime if you really want to chat. Appreciate you keeping the law. But I'll be rolling out. Yeah, sometime. I wasn't here 3 years ago. I got to pray about that. I got to pray about that. Because if I come back again, I think your mayor's going to want me to get arrested when I wasn't breaking no law. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, while I got you here, what is your rules on amplification? Do you have any ordinances? Okay. All right, which means none is allowed, or? Okay, so you have a decibel meter that you check? Well, how do you do this?
If it ever went up the ladder, our statute
would. That's what I think, yeah. Okay, glad you admit that. Yep.
And if people sign a complaint under it, you know, it is right now enforceable.
Yep. Okay.
And the reason I say it was so broad is it was originally written because of traffic noises. But the way they wrote it, they left it open.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, let me ask you a question. We're not with the Church of Wells. We have nothing to do with them. We stand against them. We have a testing. If you know about them, right? The Church of Wells. Have you had much legal problems going on with that recently? Good. Good. We have a testing on them. You could look it up and see. We show that they're a cult. And we were just talking to some of the people that came out, and we lovingly tried to call them out to the truth. So I was just curious if everything had, I know for a while there, it was pretty hectic around here with them. And
I've never had any run-ins with them.
Good.
As far as illegal.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm not saying I'm not saying they're criminals, although they have been arrested for lots of things.
I'm a little Presbyterian.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a testing on that too, and that's another system that's made of man. It came along about 500 years ago. Yeah. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. Presbyterians baptize babies. They have a false gospel. I don't know which one you belong to, but they're slowly allowing women to be pastors. God frowns on that. Homosexuals to be pastors. God frowns on that.
Question.
Yeah.
This has perplexed me. I believe it's 2 Timothy. He says, women to be quiet.
You're close. 1 Timothy 2.
Second
chapter of 1 Timothy.
I have a very good friend. I've known Stephanie for years and years and years. And she is, she's raised at the Church of Christ. And she's fought some struggles. She's doing, I just saw her earlier today. This always jogs my memory on that. But 1 Timothy 2 says children, women are to be quiet in the church. They're to, you know, and...
Yeah, can I correct you 1 second? It's actually, 1 Timothy 2 talks about where Paul doesn't want women to usurp authority and teach.
Right.
1 Corinthians 14 is where he actually says women be silent. I mean, it's the same. Same concept.
In Timothy.
Yep. It's the same concept.
And yet, in the Church of Christ, they offer a Timothy instruction to ordain women to preach. And I can't quite understand their thinking on that.
That's because
I must be missing something.
No, you're not missing anything, sir.
I tore Timothy apart.
It's because what I've told you is man-made religion, like the Church of Wells, the Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Church of Christ, they've all gone their own way. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to man, but it leads to death. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, which means no lady-ordained preachers. This is feminism. See, you've noticed in your life, how old are you?
70.
Oh, wow. You got me beat.
Yesterday.
Oh, good for you. I'm 58. I've seen in my lifetime feminism ravage this country. You know, feminism brought in abortion, brought in divorce, brought in lesbianism, brought in sodomy, brought in child abuse. So they have been feminized. That's why we would stand out. We go, you might not like this, you might. We go and we stand outside religious places on public sidewalks and we hold gospel signs and I'll preach and warn people. It's warning, it's loving to warn my neighbor that they are following a false Jesus. So yes, she's following a different path of truth that won't save her.
I haven't been into an organized religious service in I don't know how long.
Good for you.
My relationship is with my God.
Stay out of it. Stay in the Word. Study the Word of God.
I'm backslid. There's no doubt. You know, we all fall short, and I fall way short.
Yeah.
I fall way short.
Yeah, we do, but we're called to strive to be perfect. So if we love life, are you married?
Divorced.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. When you were married, you pretty much wanted your wife to be faithful to you, and she wanted you to be faithful to her, and there was no boyfriends and girlfriends involved. God calls for the same thing. He says, if you put faith in me, I call you to be faithful to my word, and it's not that hard, like you just said. 1 Timothy 2 says, women don't preach. Let's obey this. There's many things in the scriptures people aren't obeying. Here's one. Christmas is coming up. You probably know enough in the Word of God. Could you find it in the Bible where God told us to celebrate Christmas the way it's practiced today? It's a pagan Roman Catholic holiday. And the Baptists...
Oh, it goes even back further than that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Druid holiday.
The Baptists, your mayor, will be practicing pagan Christmas and calling themselves following the true Jesus. It's not true. It's a lie.
I appreciate Christmas for the joy that it brings the children.
Yeah. But
and if you steer them correctly as a part of that joy, it works wonders.
The problem is God said don't do pagan ways, so we don't worship children, we worship God. So
saying worshiping the children.
Well, no.
Helps me to bring my nephews
but we do
and
worship
children
them.
Into the fold.
Wait, hold on. Can I so what if I told you I'm gonna go into your town and I'm gonna break this law? Because it makes my wife feel really good. I'm going to break that law, but it makes my wife feel good. What would you say to me? So you're breaking God's commandments to make children feel good. Do you see what I'm saying? And His law is much higher than yours.
Maybe I didn't express myself. I think it's important as a teaching point.
Well, teach them about false ways. Jesus wasn't born on December 25th.
Teach them about giving.
Yeah.
And teach them about
the Bible teaches enough of that. We don't need
others.
Yeah. The Bible says, come out of all pagan ways.
But it's, oh, I know.
Yep. Jeremiah 10, don't put up Christmas trees. It's all over. My website, if you're interested, my website has hundreds of articles. You sound like a seeking man, and I'd love to help you.
Well, I seek on a lot of different levels.
Well,
I'm also an amateur physicist.
Oh. Well, that might lead you astray because some people are so smart they can't even see God when He's standing in front of them. The Pharisees had that problem. Don't be one of them. Make sure you read the Word of God and put all of your energy in that because on Judgment Day, God's not going to care anything.
What's the Holy Spirit?
What's the Holy Spirit? It's the breath of God. It's the Spirit of God. It's the Word of God also. I mean, He's three in one. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, you know not which way it comes, where it goes. It's like the wind. So the Holy Spirit is the essence, the breath, you could say the power, the Spirit. It's His messenger too. Angels are messengers, but it's also His messenger. He sends it, convicts us, comforts us, and teaches us. That's what the Bible says. But there's a false Holy Spirit going on, like it, Church of the Wells.
Yeah.
And there's a false Jesus at the Baptist faith and other places.
I find the Holy Spirit in the fabric that weaves the universe together. All things exist.
Well, that would be God. Colossians 1 says...
All things exist
within
the Holy Spirit, within this natural web that without which... It's a dimension without which, just like time is a dimension without which none of the others could exist.
Yeah.
And we all fold into that holy... That universal fabric.
Yeah. Let me help you. Be careful. You're close. Colossians 1, go read it. It says, by Jesus Christ, all things were created. So God did create everything we see in the universe, but you're slipping into, and the whole culture is, into paganism, because then you get people that say, God is in the whole culture. He's in the trees. He's in the building. He's in the water. No, that's not true. God is God. By Him all things were created, but He's separate. That's something called pantheism. That's a very dangerous occult way that's going on today.
I don't assign spiritual relevance to individual trees. Or
yeah, some people do. It's pantheism. Yeah.
That's the Greeks.
But His Spirit created everything. His Word, it says.
And His Spirit exists, and everything exists within that Spirit. Without it, none of this would exist.
Yeah, without Him, nothing exists. That's what the Scriptures say.
And there's only, you know, motion, movement, velocity is necessary to create time. and we have to have time for us to exist. We exist within that dimension of time.
Mm-hmm. With yet, God, there is no time.
And yet there is one place in the known universe.
There's what?
There's one place in the known universe, we've identified it, where there is no movement.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's no time.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah, so you're starting to go into physics and stuff, and I really don't, I don't go too far into that because there's a lot of truth in physics, and there's also a lot of anti-God, anti-Christ, unbiblical ways to it. So it all depends on how you twist it. Jesus said, go, preach the gospel. His creation is his evidence. Call men to repentance. So I just want to lovingly tell you, unless you repent, see, you're here to make sure I keep the law. God says, unless you keep his law, you will perish in your sin. Now, Jesus kept it for everyone, but it's not a blanket washing. We each must come to him through faith and repentance. We each must be born again. Then the fruit is we obey him and follow after him. And American Christians are not following the true Jesus. They're following a false Jesus. Well, so we encourage people to read their Bible.
We also have to remember, I have to render unto Caesar.
Yes, I do too. I pay my taxes. I've never been arrested. Absolutely. That's why you saw when you said back up, I backed up. I keep the law. I will ask for my rights when Paul did. Paul said, hey, are you going to flog a Roman? And they went, he said, I'm a Roman citizen. They said, uh-oh, we're not supposed to do this. Paul used his rights to get him to Rome. Yep. I use my rights to help me preach the gospel. Now, I know that day is coming to an end where they're going to say, you don't have free speech anymore. Then I'm going to have to be arrested. I understand that.
It's a sad happening.
It's coming.
In this country, and I shake my head because I minored in history and English.
Yep. It's repeating itself like Nazi Germany.
1935 in Germany today is exactly where we're at.
You know what's interesting? States. I just told my son the other day, everything Hitler did with the taking away of all the freedoms, the slavery, everything was done under the guise, it's for your own good. Just like with COVID.
It was done under the guise of statism.
Yep.
The ultimate socialism.
Yep.
Where everything funnels back to the state.
Yes.
We all serve the state.
Yep.
Who is the state?
And
Hitler made himself the state. And the people willingly were duped into, maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. Maybe
he's right. And it's coming back to that. Socialism is
like
a godless
said,
system.
Those who don't study history are condemned to repeat it.
Yes, but the Bible is very clear. It predicts what's coming. The number 666, the number of a man. I was telling my son also, isn't it interesting? Stay 6 feet away from each other. The masking, I believe the order is this. COVID, I think it's a real disease. You and I could die from it, but it's also a scam. It's being used as a false flag. Masks, teaching people to subject themselves to more authority. Vaccines are next coming. You're going to have to get one as a police officer. There's no doubt about it. Well, maybe not in a small town, but in big cities they will.
I choose not to.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not.
And then after they convince everybody vaccines, the next thing down the road could be 5, 10, 20 years. I'm not a prophet. Mark of the beast. They're already working on that code where boop, you just scan your hand. It's coming. They're working towards it. Cashless society. Once we go cashless, Steve, they will be able to control us completely because we won't be able to access our money without saying yes to them.
Absolutely.
So it's coming. That's why I'm traveling to tell as many people as I can, don't put your faith in this system, this life. The next life to come is eternal. You must be born again and follow Christ obediently.
You get there safely.
Huh?
So you get there safely.
Nice talking to you. I hope to hear from you.
You're not supposed to do that, you know.
Yeah, whatever. God's going to kill me when he's going to kill me. You send me an email or I have an offer to you. You call me anytime you want. I'll talk to you anytime. I got to get going now, but I'll talk to you anytime you want. Where did I put it? I think I stuck it in my other one. Your card, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, if you have an email, give me your email. I'll shoot you an email so you got mine. I'm happy to talk about the things of God.